Let's all remain standing as I do the scripture reading. Today's scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, 23 to 29 and Numbers 20, 7 to 8, 11 to 12. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff, and you, your brother Aaron, gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and you will pour out its water. You bring water out of the rock for the community so that they and their livestock can drink." Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." This is the word of God. Please be seated. We invite Pastor Siawan and Roseanne for the message.
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你赐下你宝贵的话语。
Brother, Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
求主赐给我们智慧的灵和启示的灵。智慧的灵和启示的灵。
May you give us wisdom and the spirit of revelation.
使我们能够明白你的话语。
So that we can understand your word.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 今天我们继续来看希伯来书十一章关于信心的功课。
So today we continue to meditate on Hebrews chapter 11 about the lessons of faith.
在开始正道之前，请大家思考一个问题，那就是任何文字它想要表达一个含义，就有其处境化和背景。
So before we begin, let's ponder. To understand the meaning of any text, one has to understand the context. In other words, the background.
那为什么希伯来书的作者在十一章当中要有很大的篇幅来谈论旧约当中的信心伟人呢？
So why does the author of Hebrews devote so much space in chapter 11 to talking about the great men of faith in the Old Testament?
其中谈到了亚伯、以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕，还有今天的摩西。今天要谈到的摩西。
So it talks about Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and the one we are talking about today, Moses.
作者把这段经文放在其中的目的到底是什么？
So what is the author's purpose in crafting this passage?
我们需要知道新约圣经当时是写给那个时代的基督徒，是对当时代的基督徒发声。
So we need to understand that the New Testament was written to Christians who live in a particular era where they face significant challenges.
当作者在写圣经的时候，他写书信的时候，他们不会想到，哇，我今天写的这个书信啊，竟然有一天会成为新约圣经。
So when he's writing this passage, he did not think to himself, oh, one day this will be part of the New Testament of the Bible.
因为当时代的基督徒在信仰当中面对很大的挑战，他们需要被鼓励。
Because the people of that time, they were facing great challenges and they needed encouragement.
这卷书信当中一段经文反映了当时信徒所面对的迫害的状况。
So a passage in Hebrews actually shows us the persecutions that the believers suffered at the time.
希伯来书十一章三十二至三十四节。
So in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 to 34, it says, "Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions."
在基督教建立的前几个世纪，教会遭到极大的迫害，被提控的信徒会面临死刑的可能。
In the first few centuries after the establishment of Christianity, the church suffered great persecution, and believers faced the possibility of death.
并且罗马君王鼓励 人民进行告密，凡是告密者就可以拿到基督徒的财产。
The Roman Empress encouraged people to act as informants, and those who divulged the identities of Christians could take their property.
因此，有些基督徒就会放弃信仰，啊，借着敬拜君王、啊，异教神明和咒诅基督来脱身。
So to escape persecution, some Christians gave up their faith and began worshipping the Empress and other pagan gods, or even cursed Christ publicly.
因为如果我坚持我的信仰，我可能会丧命。
Because if I insist on my faith, I could lose my life.
有一些基督徒因为苦难而偏离正道。
So some Christians deviated from the truth because of suffering.
放弃耶稣基督的救恩，在众人面前否认基督，离弃神。
And gave up the salvation of Jesus Christ by denying him publicly.
作者警戒那些离弃信仰的基督徒，希伯来书十章二十九节。
So the author warns these Christians who have fallen away from the faith in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 29. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace?
作者警戒他们，凡离弃信仰的人会受到更严厉的刑罚。
So the author warns them that those who abandon their faith will be severely punished.
作者要坚固这些人的信心，让他们再次回转过来。
The author wants to strengthen the faith of these people and to turn back.
他勉励信徒要坦然无惧，不要退缩。
He encourages believers to be fearless and to persevere.
在希伯来书十章当中，作者劝勉信徒要有信心来面对这一切的苦难。
In chapter 10, he encourages believers to have the confidence to face all their challenges.
之后在十一章当中，作者列举信心被嘉许的旧约当中的信心为人作为榜样。
In chapter 11, he lists the commendations of faith, and the great figures of faith in the Old Testament serve as encouragement for them.
鼓励他们要以他们为榜样，跨越所面对的各种艰难的环境。
So that believers can follow the examples of how they overcame difficult circumstances.
继续持守信仰，仰望为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣。
By continuing to hold on to their faith and look to Jesus.The pioneer and perfecter of faith.
由此可以看到，当时代的基督徒想要坚守信仰，需要跨越的是关于生死的问题。
So we see that for Christians of this era to keep their faith, they needed to have the faith to face death.
生还是死
？Life and death.
信心
，faith.
今天我们和他们所处的环境很不一样。
So today we are in a very different environment from them.
但是我们也有我们这个时代所面对的困难。
But we do also face unique challenges in this era.
我们每个人的人生经历也不一样。
And everyone's life experiences differs.
那么我们需要所跨越，用信心跨越的是什么呢
？So what will our faith help us to overcome today?
我们来看摩西的信心。之前，我们先来认识摩西。
So before we discuss Moses' faith, let's look at who he was.
约翰福音一章十七节。
So in John chapter 1 verse 17 it says.For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
旧约的律法是借着摩西颁布的。
So God gave the law of the Old Testament through Moses.
犹太人认为摩西是神的使者，他的地位极其的神圣和尊贵。
The Jews believed that Moses was God's messenger, and his status is highly sacred and respected.
申命记三十四章十至十二节。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 34 verses 10 to 12 it says, Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel.
摩西被认为是以色列民族空前绝后的领袖。
Moses was considered the unprecedented leader to the nation of Israel.
因此，在希伯来书第三章当中啊，作者就提到了摩西，将主耶稣和摩西进行了比较。
Therefore, in the third chapter of Hebrews, the author mentions Moses and compares him to the Lord Jesus.
希伯来书三章一至五节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verses 1 to 5. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest.He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future.
作者指出，摩西是在神的家中全然尽忠的。
So the author points out that Moses was faithful to God's family.
他颁布律法，但摩西终究是仆人。
And while he was responsible for bringing God's law to the people, he was ultimately just a servant.
啊，那位大祭司。
He was a high priest.
主耶稣比摩西更配得荣耀，好像建造房屋的人比房子配得更大的尊贵。
Sorry, I mean the high priest, Lord Jesus, is more worthy of the glory than Moses, just a house builder.
也就是说，虽然摩西是一个超然的领袖，但是主耶稣却是神的儿子，其地位远远超过摩西。
So although Moses was a great leader, the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, and his status far surpasses that of Moses.
这也是整本希伯来书想要表达的一个中心的主旨，就是主耶稣是神的儿子，主耶稣是神。
So this is the central theme expressed in the entire book of Hebrews. The Lord Jesus is God and the Son of God.
基督徒要仰望基督，要持定永生。
Christians must look to Christ and hold on to eternal life.
就是信心的终点是创始成终的耶稣基督。信心是仰望创始成终的主耶稣基督。
So faith is to look at the center Jesus Christ.
最近教会讲台一直不断地提到各种信心伟人的事迹。
So recently we've been preaching about the deeds of various great men of faith and talking about faith.
我们也一直谈论信心，但最终的指向一定是关于基督。
So ultimately all our discussions and explorations point back to Christ.
信心终极是锚定于基督，整本圣经的核心是关于神的救赎。
So our faith's origin and end goal is Christ, and the crux of the Bible is God's redemption through Him.
我们继续借着经文来看摩西的信心。
So let's learn more about Moses' faith through the scriptures.
首先来看摩西父母的信心。
So first, we will look at the faith of Moses' parents.
希伯来书十一章二十三节。
So in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 23, it says.By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
摩西父母信的是什么呢？
So what did Moses' parents believe in?
而且这个信给了他们很大的勇气，使得他们敢于对抗王命。
And this belief gave them great courage, enough to resist the king's order.
没有按照法老的旨意把出生的男婴给杀了。
That they did not kill the newborn baby boy according to the Pharaoh's order.
出埃及记第一章的故事大家都很熟悉。
So this story in the first chapter of Exodus is very familiar to many of us.
因为以色列人生养众多，极其强盛，遍满了那地。
So we know that the Israelites multiplied and filled the land of Egypt and became a mighty nation.
所以法老指示两个接生婆，凡是以色列的男婴一出生就杀死他们。
So Pharaoh instructed the two midwives to kill all the male babies of the Israelites as soon as they were born.
也就是说，在当时的大环境当中，男婴的出生就意味着死亡。
So in other words, in the context of that time, the birth of a baby boy meant death.
这里出现了一个例外。
But there is an exception.
这个孩子就是摩西。
And this exception was Moses.
从这段经文我们看到摩西的父母对他的爱是很伟大的。
So this passage shows Moses' mother's deep love for Moses.
和很伟大的信心。
And her great faith.
为什么？
Why?
因为在面对这样一个恐怖的环境的时候，他们没有绝望，觉得孩子一出生就活不下去，就让他死吧。
When faced with such a terrifying environment, they did not despair and did not assume that they should let their child die because his chances of survival were low.
大家不要以为这是一件小事啊。
Please do not think that this is a trivial matter.
在中国计划生育的年代当中，一个家庭只能一个孩子，有不计其数的孩子被堕胎。
In the family planning era in China, every family can only have one child, so countless children were aborted.
当一个政策成为国策的时候，是非常具有权威性的。
When a policy is implemented nationwide, this is authoritative.
普通的老百姓只能遵守，又有多少人可以逃过这样的政策呢？
Normal citizens can only abide by them, and how many people can escape from such a policy?
据不统计，自从40年来中国实行计划生育政策，中国的医生已经实施了 3.3 亿次堕胎手术，也就 3.3 亿个人已经孩子已经去世了，因为这是国策。
So according to statistics, since China implemented the family planning policy 40 years ago, doctors have performed 3.3 million abortions as a result of this policy, which is to say that 3.3 million lives have been lost.
而埃及法老被埃及人奉若神明，他的旨意不是儿戏，这也是当时的国策。
So similarly, the Egyptian pharaoh was regarded as a god by Egyptians. So his decisions also had a national impact because this was a national policy.
而摩西的父母不怕亡命，这种不害怕不是说他们没有恐惧的情绪，而是指他们勇敢的在面对法老的命令时没有退缩，我没有退缩。
But sorry, hold on. But Moses' parents were not afraid of the king's order. This lack of fear does not mean that Moses' parents did not have fear, but that they were brave and did not flinch in the face of Pharaoh's orders.
为什么？
Why?
因为经文中提到见他俊美。
Because the scripture says, I saw that he was handsome.
摩西长相俊美的意思是美丽和吸引。
So this means that Moses' appearance was beautiful and attractive.
这个词在整本圣经当中只用了两次，都是来形容摩西的。
So this same word is only used twice in the Bible, and both times were used to refer to Moses.
在《使徒行传》七章二十节使用了同样的一个词，是指摩西在神面前俊美非凡。
The same word is used in Acts chapter 7 verse 20. Moses was beautiful in God's sight.
其父母很有属灵的洞见力啊。
This tells us that Moses' parents had spiritual insight.
看到这个孩子不是一般的一个孩子，于是用信心藏了他三个月。
When they saw him, they saw that he was different from an ordinary baby, so they hid him for 3 months.
到了出埃及记二章一至三节。
In Exodus chapter 2 verse 3, it says, But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile.
故事发展到后来，摩西的妈妈看不能再藏匿了，就将他放在蒲草箱里面。
So later in the story, Moses' mother saw that she could no longer hide him, so she put him in a papyrus basket.
让他顺流而下。
Float along the river.
因为他们凭着信心相信以色列的神会眷顾这个婴孩。
Because they trusted by faith that the God of Israel would take care of this baby.
我相信。
I believe.
当他把孩子放入河中的那一刻，摩西的妈妈一定有向神祷告，求神垂顾这个孩子。
That when she put the child into the river, Moses' mother was praying and asking God to look after this child.
因为他们的信心，神为他们行了非常奇妙的事。
Because of their faith, God did a very wonderful thing for them.
就是不偏不倚的，这个孩子竟然被法老的女儿捡到了。
That of all people to pick Moses up, it was Pharaoh's daughter.
这个法老的女儿知道这是以色列人的孩子，就怜悯他，决定收养为自己的儿子。
And even knowing that Moses was an Israelite, the Pharaoh's daughter had mercy on him and adopted him as her child.
没有神的作为，这个孩子很难存活。
Without God's intervention, this child could not have survived.
但是因为神的介入，摩西从奴隶之子一跃成为法老的儿子，啊，法老女儿的儿子。
But because of God's intervention, Moses became the son of an enslaved person to the child of Pharaoh's daughter.
直接跨越到了统治阶级。
And his status rose immediately.
而这一切源于父母，摩西父母对神的信心。
This is made possible because of his parents' faith in God.
我们再来看第二，摩西的选择。
Now we talk about Moses' choice.
希伯来书十一章二十四至二十六节。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verses 24 to 26, by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward.
摩西在皇宫当中一天天的长大了。
So as Moses grew up in the palace day by day,
他一定会发现自己的长相、肤色、头发的颜色和妈妈不一样。
He would slowly discover that his appearance, skin color, and hair color were different from his mother's.
他也会意识到自己并不是埃及人。
He would also realize that he was not an Egyptian, but an Israelite.
但是和住在歌山城的以色列人一样。
Like the Israelites living outside of the palace.
在他的心中一定有一些挣扎。
He must have had endured an internal struggle.
我是谁？
Who am I?
我为什么在皇宫？
Why am I in the palace?
我该如何选择自己的身份？
What's my identity? What choices do I have to make?
作为法老的女儿的儿子，他处于一个统治阶级。
As the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he is a ruling class member.
他学遍了埃及所有的学问，自然知道以色列民是敬拜独一真神的民族。
He would have learned about all that happened in Egypt and would also know that the Israelites worship the only true God.
而成为埃及法老的女儿的儿子，意味着要敬拜埃及的诸神。
Being an Egyptian prince means that he needs to worship the gods of Egypt.
如果摩西想要保住自己的位置，那就要敬拜偶像。
If Moses wanted to keep his position, he would have to worship idols.
作为法老儿子的 女儿的儿子，他的身份是尊贵的。
As the son of Pharaoh's daughter, his status was noble.
只要他愿意，他可以享受一生一世的荣华富贵。
And if he wanted to, he could have enjoyed the glory and riches.
但这也意味着他要放弃自己为以色列人的这样的一个身份，以及神选民的身份。
But this meant that he would have to give up his identity as an Israelite and as God's chosen people.
最终，摩西选择自己血缘上的家庭，而不是收养他的家庭。
In the end, Moses chose his biological family over his adoptive family.
这需要付出很大的代价的。
This required a tremendous personal cost.
失去财富、地位，还要受苦待。
It's a loss of wealth, a loss of status, and a lot of mistreatment.
但是摩西有强大的属灵的洞见力。
But because he had great spiritual insight and faith,
选择了与神的子民一同受苦，放弃了罪恶当中暂时的快乐。
Moses chose to suffer with God's people and give up the temporary pleasures of sin.
摩西明白最终之乐充其量只是暂时的，但与神的百姓同受苦害是存到永恒的。
Moses understood that the pleasures of sin were only temporary enjoyment at best, but suffering with God's people came with an eternal reward.
作者继续说明为什么摩西做此选择。
The author goes on to explain why Moses made this choice.
他用另一个对比来表达，为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
He expresses it through another comparison that suffering for Christ's sake is more precious than gaining the treasures of Egypt.
摩西的选择从物质主义至上的价值观来看是奇怪的、不合理的，好像很可笑。这个人为什么会放弃享乐呢？
From the perspective of materialistic values, Moses' choice seems strange, irrational, and laughable.
但摩西的伟大在于，他认识生命当中有一些更有价值的事，不是物质财富可比拟的。
But his greatness is that he recognized that there are some things more valuable in life that cannot be compared with material wealth.
为基督受凌辱
，to suffer for Christ.
旧约当中提到耶和华是独一的真神，基督的救恩还没有显明。摩西何以知道基督
？The Old Testament only mentions Jehovah, the only true God. Christ has not yet appeared. So how did Moses know about Christ?
为什么作者在这里提到为基督受凌辱呢
？Why does the author mention suffering for Christ here?
这是一段难解经文。
So this is a difficult passage to interpret.
其中有一个解释是这样的。
So one possible explanation is
摩西自我的牺牲是源于对神的爱和顺服。
Moses' self-sacrifice comes from his love and obedience to God.
在希伯来书的作者的思想中，为神受苦与为基督受苦的意义是相同的。
From the author's perspective, suffering for God and Christ means the same thing.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，唯一位真神。
The
Father,
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three in one.
啊，为了使读者能够更加的容易明白和认识基督，他转变了一下词汇。
So in order to make it easier for the readers to understand and know Christ, he used this vocabulary.
目的是引导读者明白，即便伟大如摩西一样，也为了神，也就是为基督而轻看世界。
So this is to help readers understand that even great men of faith like Moses despise the world for the sake of God.
那些信心动摇的信徒应该效法摩西。
He's encouraging the believers whose faith have wavered or are wavering to imitate Moses.
因为我们刚才提到，整本希伯来书的作者就是为基督而发声的。
Because we mentioned earlier how the entire book of Hebrews speaks of Christ.
是为了坚固信徒的信仰而写的。
And it's written to strengthen believers' faith.
作者也从侧面指出
，The author points out,
相较于摩西所付的代价，我们所为信仰付出的代价并不算太大。
Compared to the price paid by Moses, what we have to give up due to our faith is less.
得胜的信心，第三点。
A victorious faith, the third point.
希伯来书十一章二十七至二十九节。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 27 to 29, it says, "By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the application of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned."
在这一段也有一个难解的经文。
This is also a difficult passage to understand.
之前在出埃及记中不是提到摩西离开埃及是因为杀人，为了躲避法老，逃到米甸的吗
？Sorry, because when Moses first left Egypt, wasn't it because he committed murder and fled to Midian to escape Pharaoh?
为什么这里又说他离开了埃及，不怕王的愤怒，因为他坚定不移的，就像看见了人不能看见的神
？Then why does the author say that he left Egypt? Not fearing the king's anger, he persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
为什么
？Why？
因为这次的离开很有可能指以色列人全体离开埃及的那一次。
Because this departure from Egypt refers could refer to the day when the entire Israelite family left Egypt.
摩西两次出埃及。
Moses left Egypt twice.
第一次是出逃米甸。
The first is when he fled to Midian.
并没有明确的表达摩西是因着信才离开，他因为害怕逃到了米甸。
He did not leave because of faith. He left because of fear.
但是在第二次摩西出埃及当中。
But in his second exodus from Egypt,
则强调摩西的信心。
It emphasizes Moses' faith.
以及我们知道法老对摩西带领全体以色列人出埃及的时候，曾大发雷霆之怒啊。
And we know that he faced Pharaoh's wrath as he led the people out of Egypt.
作者的中心是指出摩西的信心。
The author's focus in this passage is pointing out Moses' faith.
摩西看见神的作为，但他不惧怕王怒，坚定不移的要带领以色列民出埃及。
Moses saw God's deeds among the people. It gave him courage in the face of Pharaoh's anger, and by determination, he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
因着信，他立了逾越节和撒里的血，免得那灭命的侵犯以色列人的长子。
By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel.
守逾越节也是对摩西信心的一次考验。
Keeping the Passover was also a test of Moses' faith.
这次摩西凭着信心接受神的吩咐，行了撒血的礼。
When Moses acted in faith and instructed the people to sprinkle blood during the Passover,
结果在以色列的境内没有一个长子丧命。
Not a single firstborn son died in all of Israel.
全因摩西以信心做了一件看似不合理的事情。
And this is because Moses did something that seemed irrational in faith.
摩西的信心是一种对神单纯的绝对顺服的信，这非常的讨神的喜悦。
Moses' faith was a simple and absolute obedience to God, which was very pleasing to God.
在过红海的这件事当中
，So, in the Red Sea incident,
整个民族的信心是由摩西个人的信心所发出的，发起的。
The people's faith was ignited by Moses' faith.
当以色列民前面是一望无际浩瀚的红海挡在了前面的道路。
When the people saw the Red Sea blocking their path,
后面又有追兵
，and there were Egyptians chasing behind them.
再没有比更这个时候更需要信心的了。
There is no other time that requires such great faith.
因着信心，摩西举杖，红海为他们划开。
And through faith, Moses obeyed God and split the Red Sea.
集体的信心是个人信心的总和。
So the collective faith is ignited by one individual's faith.
信心使整个民族以及周围的列国都看见了耶和华是行奇事的上帝。信心使整个民族。
So hold on. So faith of the whole nation.
使周围的人对神也产生了惧怕和敬畏。
Allowed other people to also fear and respect God.
当我们回顾摩西的人生的时候
，When we look back at the life of Moses,
看到信心在摩西的一生当中扮演非常重要的角色。
We see that faith plays a significant role in Moses' life.
摩西侍奉的成功在于他对神的信心。
The success of his ministry.
但是他一生中侍奉的败笔也是因为信心。
The success of Moses' ministry was due to his faith in God, but the failure of his ministry in his life was also due to his faith.
我们来看第四点，摩西的失误。
So let's look at Moses' mistakes.
民数记二十章七至八十至十一节。
In Numbers chapter 20, it says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron will gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water.'You will bring water out of the rock for the community so they and their livestock can drink. Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them.
神让摩西在会众面前吩咐磐石出水。
God asked Moses to command the rock to bring out water in front of the Israelites.
但摩西却举手用杖击打磐石两次，然后水就流出来了。
But Moses raised his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff, and water came out.
神对摩西这个不顺服的举动啊，没有轻描淡写的一笔带过。
God did not treat Moses' disobedient act lightly,
而是给了他很严厉的惩罚。
But gave him a very severe punishment.
所以你们必不得领这会众进入我赐给他们的地。
You will not bring this community into the land I give them.
神把摩西的这个举动看为对神的不信，就是没有信心啊。
God regarded his act as unbelief or lack of faith.
而没有信心，就是在神面，在众会众面前没有尊神为圣，没有尊神为大。
This meant that he did not honor God as almighty or holy in front of the congregation.
因此，虽然摩西历经千辛万苦带领以色列人出埃及。
Therefore, although Moses led Israel out of Egypt through many difficulties and dangers,
全然委身的侍奉神
and devoted himself to serving God,
结果是不可以踏入应许之地，只能眺望，不能踏足。
But he could not enter the promised land; he could only look at it.
从这些经文我们可以看到，当摩西没有按照神的吩咐去行的时候，在神看来就是不信。
We see that when Moses failed to follow God's instructions, it was regarded as unbelief.
而不信就是不尊荣神，结果就是惩罚。
His unbelief meant that he did not respect God as holy, and he was punished as a result.
信心与尊神为圣竟然连接在一起了。
Faith and reverence for the holiness of God go hand in hand.
也就是说，当我们以信心来跟随神的时候，就是尊神为大，就是荣耀上帝。
When we faithfully follow the Lord, we glorify Him and give Him His proper place in our lives.
而是当我们小信的时候，在某一个层面来讲，就是没有尊神为圣，没有把神当得的荣耀归给他。
When we have little faith from His perspective, we fail to honor God and accord Him the glory He truly deserves.
神为什么那么看重我们的信心？
Why does God so value our faith?
信心是除了使我们能够经历神，使神的旨意毫无拦阻的成就，还有一点就是信心见证上帝的荣耀。
In addition to allowing us to experience God and accomplish God's will without any hindrance, faith also allows us to witness God's glory.
维斯敏斯特小要里回答的第一个问题是：人生的首要目的是什么？
The first question in the Westminster Shorter Catechism is, "What is man's chief end?"
答：人生的首要目的就是荣耀上帝，并以他为乐，直到永远。
The answer is that man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
也就是我们基督徒活在世上最重要的就是荣耀上帝。
This means that the primary purpose of our lives as Christians is to glorify God.
荣耀上帝的方法有很多的种。
And there are many ways to do so.
但是借着今天的经文，借着摩西的人生经历，我们可以看到。
So today, through the life experience of Moses, we can see that
当我们以信心活出信仰的时候，就是荣耀神，就是尊神为神，这是讨神喜悦的。
When we live out our faith with faith, we are glorifying God and respecting God as God. This is pleasing to Him.
最近我们的讲台一直在讲信心。
So, our sermons, the past few sermons, we've been talking about faith.
那如何活出信心呢？
So how do we live out faith?
以弗所书二章八节。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
你们得救是靠着恩典，借着信心，这不是出于自己，而是神所赐的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing; it is the gift of God.
也就认真来说，连我们得救的信心也非从我们自己而来，是神所赐的。
So the faith in which by which we are saved, is not created by ourselves, but is given by God.
因为我们凭着自己不能生发信心，我们只能生发自信。
Because we cannot create faith by ourselves.
主耶稣才是我们信心的创始成终者。
The Lord Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
是源头。源头根源。
The pioneer of faith.
信是人的回应，是人对神的完全的一种交托。
Faith is our response to God, our complete surrendering to Him and His will.
就是让神的旨意可以作用在我们身上，愿意接受神所赐的，甘心顺服神的旨意。
When we accept what God bestows on us and obey His will wholeheartedly.
通俗一点就是神是发出者，而我们是回应者。
So to put it simply, God initiates and we respond to Him.
在这里我想说一件事情。
So I want to share one thing.
就是关于上帝的医治的问题。
It's about God's healing.
很多情况下，这个问题啊，引发了教会的很多的一些的教导上的一些的争议。
So there's a lot of debate on this matter.
我们刚才说到，上帝是发出者，我们是回应者。
We talk about how God is the initiator and we respond to Him.
很多人有疑惑说
，And a lot of people have questions.
我很有信心呀，为什么上帝没有医治我
？I have a lot of faith. Why hasn't God healed me?
我要说的是，上帝可以医治。
And what we want to say is God can heal.
但是上帝有发出一个信息要医治你吗
？But has God initiated His will to heal you?
上帝也允许苦难临到我们。
God also allows suffering to happen to us.
上帝也允许死亡临到我们。
And He also allows death to happen.
如果说我们今天生了一个很大的疾病
，If let's say we suffer from a great illness today,
我们在读经、在祷告的时候，有一个很明确的，上帝说：“我要医治你。”
And during our devotion quiet time, God tells us that He wants to heal us.
我们所要做的就是紧紧的抓住，无论环境如何，我相信神会医治我。
So our response is to hold on to this His will tightly.
但是如果上帝没有呢
？But what if God has not?
很多人就会啊很伤心很受伤哇上帝我那么爱你我忠心服侍你为什么你不医治我
？And a lot of people they feel very hurt.
但是苦难也是我们人生当中的一部分。
But suffering is a part of our life.
所以信心是什么？上帝发出我们回应。
So what is faith? Faith is when God initiates and we respond to Him.
上帝让亚伯拉罕离开乌尔。
God asked Abraham to leave his home.
上帝让挪亚建方舟。
And God asked Noah to build the ark.
上帝让摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
And God asked Moses, called Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
上帝是发出者。
God is the initiator.
我们是回应者。
We are the responder.
这就是信心。
This is faith.
神当时让我们做一件事情的时候
When God asks us to do something,
我们所做的就是相信并且以信心来显明这样子的一个相信
All we have to do is believe and demonstrate this belief with action
这就是信心
This is faith
这就是荣耀上帝
This glorifies God
如何让我们自己有这样的信心呢
Where do we get such confidence?
希伯来书十一章一节信就是所望之实的把握还没有看见事情的明证
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
但也就是说，这件事情神已经发出了。
So this means that God has already spoken about these things.
还没有发生，结果还没有发生。
But they have not happened.
但我相信它必然发生。
But I believe that they will happen.
这个信心的确据不是出自于我自己。
This assurance of faith does not come from myself.
也不是周围的环境和周围的资源。
Nor does it come from the environment or surrounding resources.
是对上帝的相信。
Resources, sorry. It comes from my belief in God.
神所说的，他必然就成就了。
And whatever God wants to accomplish will come true.
信心源于我们对神的认识。
Faith comes from understanding God's attributes.
他是怎样的一位神
？What kind of God he is?
他的做事的法则是什么
？His laws.
因此，我们需要读经和祷告呀。
Therefore, we need to read the Bible and pray.
圣经就是神的自传。
The Bible is God's autobiography.
神把他的心意向我们显明。
And through it, God reveals His thoughts to us.
如果不借着上帝的话语，我们又怎么认识他是怎样的一位上帝呢
？If we don't read God's words, how can we know who He is?
我们怎么明白他的做事法则是什么样子的呢
？How can we know what kind of God He is and what His laws are?
简单概括一句话，信心源于我们对神的认识啊。
So in summary, our faith comes from our knowledge and understanding of God.
当我们借着真理认识神的时候，就能够更多的明白神的属性。
When we know God through the truth of the Bible, we understand more about God's attributes.
他喜欢什么？他厌恶什么
？What does God like? What does He dislike?
在面对环境的时候，我们就会做出合神心意的选择。
And when we must make choices, we can do so in line with God's.
因此就会经历上帝，在经历之后，信心就会加添。
Therefore, we will experience God, and this will increase our faith.
生命就会进入到一个正循环当中。
So this is a positive cycle.
因信以至于信。
Faith begets more faith.
活在信心当中。
When we live in life of faith.
然后荣耀上帝。
We will glorify God.
在基督教的历史当中啊。
In the history of Christianity.
很多的基督徒走上了信心之路。
Many Christians have embarked on this path of faith.
很多人为主殉道。
Many people have been martyred for the Lord.
甘愿舍己牺牲，甘愿忍受贫穷和饥饿。
They were willing to deny themselves, sacrifice, and endure poverty and hunger.
源于信心。
This is made possible through faith.
相信神所应许的必然成就。
They believe that what God has promised will be accomplished.
即便在世上忍受苦楚，将来也会经历新天新地当中与神同在的甘甜。
Even though there is suffering in this world and in our present life, in the future we will experience the sweetness and joy of being with God in a new heaven and earth.
信心驱动我们为神的旨意，为荣耀上帝而活着。
Faith compelled them to live for God's will and glory.
求神加添给我们信心。
So we pray that the Lord grants us greater faith.
赐给我们摩西一样的属灵的洞见力。
That we may receive the same motivation, like Moses had.
以永恒的眼光来看待生命。
To see life through the lens of eternity.
以荣耀上帝为人生的首要目标。
That we may live with the singular purpose of glorifying God all the days of our life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Heavenly Father,
求你赐给我们信心。
May you give us faith.
使我们一生都愿意荣耀你。
That we may be willing to glorify you the rest of our lives.
一生都愿意跟随你。
That through our lives we will be willing to follow you.
求你帮助我们每一个人找到自己的生命的价值的意义。
May you help each of us find our value and purpose in life.
能够找到自己的命定和呼召。
That we may find our calling.
找到你为我们所预备的跑道。
Find the path that you have prepared for us.
然后凭着信心来跟随你。
And that through faith we may follow you.
奉耶稣基督的。